Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be talking about AI and how it's changing the way we hunt for jobs. Ooh. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so we're using this book, AI-Powered Job Hunting by Garrison Lykum.
Great book.
It is a great book. So before we really jump in, I think it's important to say this isn't about robots stealing our jobs or anything.
Right.
It's more about how we can use AI as a tool, you know, to make our job search smarter, more efficient.
Absolutely.
And maybe even a little bit fun.
I think that's a key thing people forget. It can be fun.
Yeah, for sure. So what do you think is the most interesting thing about how ChatGPT is being used in job hunting?
You know, I think the thing that really blows me away is how it goes way beyond just those generic job boards.
You know?
It's not just here's a list of jobs.
But Indeed or something.
Exactly. Yeah. It actually gets to know you like an AI career counselor.
Oh, wow.
You can actually have a conversation with this thing. Ask it specific questions.
Yeah.
Get advice that's tailored to you. And it can even uncover these hidden job opportunities that you would have never found otherwise.
Hold on. Hidden job opportunities. What do you mean by that?
Okay. So imagine you tell ChatGPT, here's my dream role. Here's the kind of company culture I'm looking for. And even here's my salary expectation. And then it goes out there.
Yeah.
Scours the web, analyzes company data. It even reads between the lines of those job descriptions to find these little gems that you wouldn't see on a regular job board.
That's wild.
It is pretty amazing.
Okay, so that's super intriguing. But for those of us who've never used ChatGPT, how does it actually work? I mean, I get the chat part, but what's happening behind the scenes?
Yeah, so it's all powered by this thing called natural language processing, or NLP.
Okay.
It's a mouthful, I know.
Yeah.
But basically, think of it we're teaching a computer to actually understand and respond to human language.
Hmm.
Not just keywords, but the meaning behind what you're saying. So ChatGPT takes your request and breaks them down into these little units of meaning called tokens.
Okay.
And then he uses this massive language model that's been trained on this crazy amount of text and code to basically predict the most relevant response to what you're asking.
So it's not just matching keywords, it's actually understanding what I mean.
Exactly. That's the cool part. And get this, the more you use it, the more it learns about you.
Oh, wow.
Your specific needs, your preferences, and its responses get even more helpful over time.
So it's like having a research assistant who's constantly learning and getting better.
That's a great way to put it.
I like that. Okay, so let's get into the book. The first section is called Understanding the Landscape, which seems like a good place to start.
Yeah, definitely.
And the author, Garrison Lykum, he really emphasizes that this is a rapidly changing field.
Oh, for sure.
What we talk about today could be totally different a year from now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's completely right. Even a few years ago, who would have thought we'd be having a conversation with AI to help us find a job?
It's crazy.
Yeah, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
And as AI keeps getting better, the possibilities are endless.
So it's not just about finding any job faster. It's about finding the right job.
Right.
One that actually fits your passions and skills and what you actually care about.
100%. It's about making smarter decisions, not just faster ones.
Exactly. Now, something I found really interesting in the book was when Lykum talks about how AI could potentially remove bias from hiring.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Because right now, there's always the chance for human bias to creep in, whether it's conscious or not, when someone's reviewing resumes or doing interviews. But AI, if it's developed the right way, could actually evaluate candidates just based on their skills and experience.
Totally. It levels the playing field for everybody.
Which would be amazing.
Yeah.
But I guess AI isn't perfect, right? There's got to be some downsides to all this automation.
Yeah, of course no technology is without its flaws. Lykum acknowledges that it can be risky to rely solely on AI. We still need human judgment and intuition to assess things cultural fits, those soft skills and that intangible spark that makes somewhat a great addition to a team.
Right. It's not just about qualifications on paper.
Exactly.
It's about finding the right fit for the company culture and everything.
For sure. So it's all about finding that balance.
Yeah.
Using AI for what it's good at, that efficiency and objectivity.
Mm-hmm.
But also remembering that human connection and intuition are still super important.
So it's like being in the driver's seat, not letting the technology completely take over.
Yeah. You got to be in control.
Okay. I'm already seeing how this could totally change how we think about job hunting.
It's exciting stuff.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's break down the benefits of using AI in this process.
Sounds good.
So Lakem outlines a few key advantages, starting with increased efficiency.
Right.
What does that actually look like in practice?
Well, think about all those hours you spend, you know, scrolling through job boards, tweaking your resume for every single application, sending out generic cover letters.
It's the worst.
Right. AI can actually automate a lot of that stuff.
Really?
Which frees up your time and energy to focus on the important things, you know, showcasing your skills and actually connecting with potential employers.
So less time on the boring stuff and more time on strategy and actually making those connections.
Exactly.
That's a win-win for sure. What else does Lakem highlight?
Well, he talks a lot about customization. Like, imagine having this AI assistant that analyzes your resume, you know, figures out your strengths.
Right.
And then actually tailors your applications to highlight the specific skills and experience that each employer is looking for.
So no more generic one-size-fits-all resumes.
No way. Those just get lost in the void.
And speaking of resumes, something that always stressed me out was trying to figure out the right keywords.
Oh, yeah. Keywords are key.
Like, how do I make my resume stand out to those algorithms? Can AI help with that, too?
Absolutely. ChatGPT can analyze job descriptions.
Wow.
And pick out the most relevant keywords that you should be using in your resume and cover letter.
That's like having a secret weapon.
I know. It's pretty cool.
So we've got increased efficiency customization. What about that third benefit that Lakem mentions, objective analysis? What's he talking about there?
He's talking about how AI can give you insights into the job market that you wouldn't be able to get on your own. Like ChatGPT can analyze industry trends, salary data, even company reviews to give you this like much broader understanding of what's going on out there.
So instead of just applying to random jobs, I can actually use AI to do my research.
Exactly.
And figure out, you know, what I'm worth and target companies that actually align with my values and goals.
That's the power of it. It's like having your own personal market research team.
Wow. Okay.
Helping you make those informed decisions and navigate the job market with confidence.
This is all super exciting.
I know, right?
But as with any new technology, there's got to be some potential downsides and like ethical considerations.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Lakem touches on this a bit in the book, but I'd love to get your take on it. What are some of the potential risks of relying too much on AI for our job search?
That's a great question, and it's an important one. One concern is that, you know, bias can actually be baked into the algorithms themselves.
Oh, right.
So if the data that's used to train these AI models is biased, then the results are going to be biased too.
Mm.
So we need to be really careful and make sure that these systems are developed and used responsibly.
Yeah.
And to make sure that things are fair and equitable for everyone who's looking for a job.
So it's not just about embracing the technology. It's about understanding its limitations and, you know, where things could go wrong.
Right.
We need to be critical thinkers and question the results and make sure we're using AI ethically.
For sure. We can't just blindly trust these algorithms. We have to be aware of their potential biases, their limitations, and always use our own judgment and critical thinking to make the best decisions.
Okay, so we've covered the basics of how ChatGPT works. The benefits, the potential downsides. It's clear that this technology has the potential to completely change how we approach our careers.
Oh, yeah.
But before we jump into section two, which is all about defining your ideal job, I'm curious what excites you the most about the future of AI-powered job hunting?
You know what really gets me excited is the potential for AI to, like, democratize access to career opportunities.
Mm.
Imagine a world where no matter your background, your connections, you can use AI to get personalized guidance, figure out your strengths,
right,
and connect with employers who are actually looking for your specific skill set.
That's a powerful vision.
Yeah, it's about empowering people to take control of their careers.
Exactly.
And unlock their full potential. And I think that's what's most exciting about all of this.
Yeah.
It's the ability to create a job market that's more equitable and accessible for everyone.
I love that. All right, let's move on to section two, defining your ideal job.
Right.
This is where things get personal, and I'm curious to hear how ChatGPT can help us figure out what we truly want in our careers.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, let's dive in. So are you ready to, like, really define that dream job?
I think so.
This section is all about how ChatGPT can help you figure out what you're truly passionate about.
Okay.
And maybe even uncover some hidden talents you didn't even know you had.
Ooh. I like that. Okay. I've always struggled with those, like, career quizzes and personality tests.
Oh, yeah.
They always feel so generic, you know?
Right.
Like, they're trying to fit me into some predefined box.
Yeah, I get that. Can ChatGPT really offer something more personalized? That's exactly what Lacombe argues. He says that traditional methods, you know, they rely on these like static questionnaires.
Yeah.
But ChatGPT actually engages in a conversation with you.
Hmm.
It asks you questions, analyzes your responses, and then adapts its suggestions based on like your individual needs and what you're looking for.
So it's like having a career coach who actually listens and gives you tailored advice.
Precisely. And remember how we talked about NLP earlier? That's what allows ChatGPT to understand the nuances of your language.
Like, it picks up on those subtle clues about your values, your interests, even your anxieties.
So it's not just analyzing my words. It's like reading between the lines to understand what really motivates me.
Exactly. That's pretty cool, right?
That's amazing.
Lacombe gives this example in the book. He says, imagine you tell ChatGPT you're feeling stuck in your current job.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just spitting out a list of like alternative careers, it might ask you to describe a time you felt really fulfilled at work.
Oh, wow. So it's like digging deeper.
Yeah.
Trying to understand the root of the problem, not just the symptoms.
Exactly. By analyzing your responses and connecting the dots, ChatGPT can help you identify patterns and themes in your career history.
Okay.
Uncovering those hidden passions and potential career paths that you might not have even considered before.
Okay. I'm starting to see how ChatGPT can be a really powerful tool for self-discovery.
It's pretty amazing.
But let's say I have like a general idea of what I want to do.
Mm.
How can ChatGPT help me refine that vision and turn it into a concrete plan?
Well, Lacombe really emphasizes that defining your ideal job goes way beyond just a job title.
Mm.
It's about understanding your values, your preferred work environment, even the company culture.
Right, right.
ChatGPT can help you explore all these different facets.
So it's not just about finding a job. It's about finding the right fit.
Exactly.
A role that aligns with your lifestyle, your values, your long-term goals.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you really value work-life balance and making a social impact.
Mm-hmm.
ChatGPT can help you research companies that prioritize those things.
Oh, wow.
It can even analyze company reviews and employee feedback to give you a sense of what the work environment and culture are really like.
So it's like having a private investigator digging into potential employers.
That's a great way to put it. And remember, the more specific you are with ChatGPT, the better its recommendations will be.
Right.
Don't be afraid to tell it your deal breakers, your must-haves, even your wildest dreams for your career.
Okay, I'm definitely sold on this. This is so much more personalized and insightful than any career quiz I've ever taken.
I know, it's pretty cool.
But let's say I've used ChatGPT to define my ideal job research potential employers. What's next? How do I actually find those hidden opportunities and connect with the right people?
That's where section 3 comes in. ChatGPT in action. Job search strategies. Lacombe walks us through how to use ChatGPT to not only discover those hidden gems, but also to craft these compelling applications that really stand out from the crowd.
All right, let's dive into that. Give me the inside scoop on how ChatGPT can revolutionize my job search strategy.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we've defined our dream job, we know what we want, and now it's time to actually make it happen.
Time to put it all into action.
Right. Section 3 is all about using ChatGPT in action and using it to actually find those hidden opportunities. Yeah. That's what we all want, right?
That's the goal. It's where the rubber meets the road.
Exactly. So Lacombe's arguing that ChatGPT can be like a secret weapon for finding jobs that aren't even like publicly advertised yet.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Hold on, wait, finding jobs that aren't even posted? How is that even possible?
It's all about using ChatGPT's analytical powers to connect the dots.
Hmm.
So Lacombe suggests using prompts like identify companies working on your area of interest or find startups in your city that are hiring for roles related to your skills.
So instead of just searching for like specific job titles, I can use ChatGPT to find companies that are doing what I'm interested in.
Exactly.
And then explore potential opportunities within those companies.
And don't forget about networking. ChatGPT can also help you identify those key influencers and decision makers within those companies.
Oh, right.
So it gives you a starting point for building relationships and uncovering those hidden opportunities.
Okay, so we're finding companies, we're networking strategically, but what about actually applying for jobs? How can ChatGPT help me stand out, you know, when there's so many other applicants?
That's where the magic of personalization comes in.
Okay.
Lacombe has a whole chapter on crafting what he calls AI-friendly resumes and cover letters.
AI-friendly resumes. What is that? Is that just like stuffing my resume with keywords? Because that always felt so impersonal to me.
It's not about keyword stuffing at all. It's about using ChatGPT to understand what those hiring managers are really looking for, and then tailoring your resume and cover letter to highlight those specific skills and experiences.
So it's more about like understanding the nuances of each job description,
right?
And using ChatGPT to help me tell a story that actually resonates with the person who's reading it.
Exactly. And don't forget, ChatGPT can also analyze your existing resume and suggest improvements.
Whoa, wow.
Based on like industry best practices and AI algorithms.
Really?
Yeah. It's like having a professional resume writer on call.
That's awesome. Okay, let's talk about interviews. That's where I always get nervous. Can ChatGPT actually help me prepare for those?
Absolutely. Lakem talks about the power of these AI-powered mock interviews.
Okay.
So imagine practicing your answers to common interview questions.
Right.
And getting real-time feedback from ChatGPT on your delivery, your tone, even your body language.
Wait, hold on. Body language. How can ChatGPT analyze my body language if it's just text-based?
Yeah, that's where things get really interesting. Lakem mentions these new AI-powered video analysis tools that can actually assess your nonverbal cues during those mock interviews.
So it's like having a virtual interview coach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Helping you fine-tune like every aspect of your presentation.
That's wild. And ChatGPT can also help me like research the company and the interviewer beforehand, right?
Oh, absolutely. Gives you those talking points, insights to help you build rapport and show that you're genuinely interested.
Okay. I'm seeing how ChatGPT can be super helpful at every stage of this process.
It's a game changer.
But let's say I've aced the interview.
Yeah.
I've got the job offer. Does ChatGPT's role end there?
Not at all. Lakem actually says that ChatGPT can be super valuable during the negotiation phase, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like it can help you research salary ranges for similar roles in your area.
Mm-hmm.
So you have more leverage to negotiate a fair compensation package.
Salary negotiation is always so stressful for me. Like, I never know if I'm asking for too much or too little. Can ChatGPT actually help me find that sweet spot?
It can definitely give you those data-driven insights to back up your negotiation.
Okay.
Imagine being able to say, hey, based on my research using ChatGPT, the average salary for this role in this city is between this and that.
Wow.
It gives you confidence and helps you justify what you're asking for.
That's a game changer. And it's not just salary, right? ChatGPT can help me negotiate benefits, vacation time, even flexible work arrangements.
Exactly. It's all about using AI to level the playing field and make sure you're getting the best possible deal.
This is all so insightful. I'm already feeling way more empowered about this whole process.
I'm glad to hear that.
Okay, before we wrap up, I want to touch on the last section of the book. It looks at the bigger picture, AI, and the future of work. What are Lakem's main takeaways about how this is all going to change how we work in the coming years?
So Lakem really stresses that this isn't about robots replacing us.
Mm.
It's about AI working with us, augmenting our abilities, you know,
right,
helping us to be more efficient, more creative, and ultimately more fulfilled in our work.
So it's humans and AI working together like a partnership.
Yeah, exactly. And he says the key to succeeding in this future is adaptability and lifelong learning.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We need to be constantly evolving, learning new things, embracing new technology to stay ahead of the curve.
That totally aligns with our learner persona. They're all about gaining knowledge and exploring new possibilities.
Absolutely. And ChatGPT can actually play a big role in lifelong learning, too.
Oh, wow.
You can use it to research trends in your field, identify skills gaps, even find courses or certifications to help you stay competitive.
So even if you're not actively job hunting right now, ChatGPT can help you stay ahead of the game.
Exactly. It's like having your own personalized career advisor.
That's amazing.
Okay,
well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into AI-powered job hunting.
Wow, that went by fast.
I know, right?
Hey.
We've covered so much from the basics of ChatGPT to how it can completely change how we approach our careers.
It's pretty mind-blowing.
It is. The key takeaway for me is that AI is a tool, and it's up to us to use it wisely, you know, to shape how it's used in the workplace. By focusing on things like lifelong learning, staying curious, and those human-centric skills.
Yeah, those are always going to be important.
Exactly. Then we can not only survive, but thrive in this future of work.
And who knows what amazing advancements are still to come. This is really just the beginning of the AI revolution.
It's exciting and a little bit scary.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm optimistic.
Me too. And remember, the best way to prepare for the future is to embrace it.
Right.
Stay curious, be creative, and be willing to learn and adapt.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into AI and job hunting.
It was my pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.